Hare Krishna. Tolerance means to endure the presence without succumbing to the influence. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in 5.22 tells that sense gratification leads to misery. Now, after this, Arjuna gets the question that, oh, I know that such pleasure leads to misery, but still I have the desires. What to do? So Krishna responds in 5.23 by stating, Shaknoti hai vaya sohum praksharir mokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. Krishna states that Shaknoti, if it is possible for you, what is it possible? To tolerate. Shaknoti hai vaya sohum praksharir vimokshanat. That if it is possible for you to tolerate the till the moment of death, kama krodhod bhavam vegam, the urges that are born of lust and anger, sayukta sasukhi naraha, which a person will be well connected and will be happy. So hey, Krishna is urging one to tolerate. And he's urging us to tolerate. How? By focusing on our inner life. By telling us that actually lust and anger, these will be there lifelong. Krishna says, Prak Sharir Vimokshanath. Till the moment of death, they will be there. But tolerate them. Just like sometimes, two people may be neighbors, and maybe sometimes we have a quarrelsome neighbor. Now we don't have the force to evict that neighbor, but we don't have to let that quarrelsomeness of the neighbor make us quarrelsome. We can neglect that neighbor, and tolerance means to withstand the presence without succumbing to the influence. So, yes, that person is there, and occasionally that person may create trouble. But if we, that irritable person, under that person's influence, if we let ourselves become irritable, then we undercut ourselves, we defeat ourselves, because that person is somewhere else and it doesn't have to influence us. Now, sometimes the neighbor may create problems for us, and lust and anger, which are also there in our consciousness. So the soul is there, and in the mind, in the senses, in the intelligence, lust and anger are situated. So they are situated in our neighborhood, in our vicinity. And Krishna says that whenever they create trouble, what do we do? Tolerate. Tolerate doesn't mean that we passively accept whatever they do, but rather we don't let ourselves get deviated from what we want to do by what they do. So if that neighbor just creates some noise, shouts at us. If we shout back, it just becomes a shouting match. And we waste our time. Anyway, that neighbor is in danger, not going to change. So like that, if lust and anger get triggered, if we pay attention to them, they will only grow bigger. Just like an irritable neighbor is itching for a fight and just wants the fight to go on and on. So like that, lust and greed want our attention. And if we give them our attention, then they will capture us. And once they capture us, we will be lost. So if we are not to be lost, we need to avoid succumbing to the temptation of lust. We shouldn't give in to them. So this is present, and sometimes there's some problem will pop up. But withstand the presence without succumbing to the influence. Yes, lust is there, but I will not become lusty. How is it possible? This is best possible if we have something more absorbing available for us. Now, if the neighbor is bored and wants a fight, and we are also bored, and then we think, I have nothing better to do, let's quarrel. Then the quarrel will become a big quarrel. So like that, if we are idle, and the idle mind is the devil's workshop, and lust puts his proposal, we will succumb to it. But if we are yuktaha, if we engage in yoga, especially in bhakti yoga, and we connect with Krishna, and we are absorbed in Krishna, doing something constructive in his service, then that will give us a higher taste, by which we will not succumb to the allurement of lust. Now, we fight lust best by not fighting with it. That means, if to fight an enemy also, we have to think about the enemy and we have to dwell on the enemy. So, like that, while fighting lust, if we dwell on sense objects, we will fall for it. So, rather than dwelling on sense objects and thinking, should I indulge in them or not indulge in them, it is best that we focus on Krishna, think of Krishna, and get spiritual satisfaction in connection with Krishna. And thus, if we do this, actually the neighbor may continue to live and stay strong lifelong, but lust and anger, if we don't give them attention, then their strength becomes lesser and lesser. They become weak, and eventually their capacity to trouble us becomes lesser and lesser also. And in this way, sasukhi naraha, we can live happily and increasingly happily in our life till we go beyond the material body, go beyond the influence of lust, anger, and we attain eternal life with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.